Well, I'm grateful for our time of worship together, and now we're going to open up God's Word and continue our series, Rhythm, Living in Sync with the Heartbeat of God. So if you've got your Bible, I want to invite you to go ahead and open up to the book of Acts, chapter 2. And as you do, I'll just give you a little glimpse into my life and our current stay-at-home situation. You know, when I found out that we were going to be having a little bit more time at home than I was used to having, one of the plans that I made for myself was to get, honestly, into a little bit better shape. Nothing major, but just some work that I thought would be productive to get done, I was going to be able to get done. And here's how it's going for me personally so far. The other morning, I got up early, I got dressed, I put on my workout clothes, I made my way out into our garage, which is where our treadmill sits, and as I prepared myself mentally and physically to step up onto the treadmill and start my run for the morning, I sensed a little bit of pain in my lower back. At least I thought it was pain. There was something going on down there, and so I thought that more than anything, I needed to be cautious, and so out of that abundance of caution, what I did was I sort of canceled the workout for today, that day. I stepped off the treadmill. I walked back inside the house. I got my coffee. I got some leftover Easter candy, ate that for breakfast, and then I started my day, right? So that's how my current eat right and get in shape plan is going during our stay-at-home situation. And honestly, I haven't been back to that treadmill yet, but I know that I will, because I know that's what it takes for me to get in better physical shape, right? We all know that. We've got to be committed to or devoted to the right things, eating right, working out, moving more, all of those things to get in shape physically. It's no secret, right? But guess what? It's the same thing spiritually. We're going to see in our Bibles this morning that for us to find the right rhythm for our lives, for us to live in sync in our relationship with God, for us to grow closer to Him, for us to be healthy spiritually, we've got to be devoted to the right things as well. As we open our Bible to the book of Acts this morning, that's exactly what we're going to see. You and I are going to see this group of believers who lived in a very uncertain, maybe even scary time in the history of the world, devote themselves to the right things, to ultimately the things that will matter, the things that will help them to live in sync with the heartbeat of God. And as we read this morning, one of the things that I'm praying that we're all going to see is that this is a very tangible, practical message from the Word of God, full of things that we can walk away with that can immediately become a part of our daily life and daily rhythm. And my hope and prayer is that you and I would do just that we would model, that we would live out what we find, what we see right here in God's Word together. We're going to start in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and as we prepare for that, I want to remind us of what happened leading up to Acts chapter 2. We saw last week that in the beginning of Acts, Jesus has risen from the dead. We celebrated that on Easter Sunday, and He has spent 40 days appearing to people, proving that He is resurrected, that He is alive. He ascended to heaven, and when He did, His followers huddled together in a room. They were scared. Again, they were living in uncertain times. They weren't out in public. They sort of had themselves locked away a little bit. Some of us can relate to that right now, but they were worried. They were worried about their lives. They were worried about their jobs. Ultimately, they were worried about tomorrow and what tomorrow might bring. And in the midst of that, what did they do? We heard it last week. In the midst of those uncertain times and a season where they were filled with worry, they turned to God in prayer. And as they prayed, God began to move, and we see the Holy Spirit come, and we see these believers starting to do the things that God has called each and every one of us to do, and they're sharing the gospel, they're pointing people to the love of Jesus around them, and then thousands more people begin to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, right? They become followers of Jesus as well, and they're added to that church family. But here's the thing, the time and the era that they lived in did not change. Right? All of these new believers that were a part of the church still lived in an uncertain era, still lived with a lot of things going on around them that they had to navigate and work their way through. And what I want to point you to this morning is Acts chapter 2, verse 42, so that you and I can see how the early church navigated a season of life that was full of uncertainty. God's word says this, Acts chapter 2, verse 42. It says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Now, as you look at that verse right there, you're going to see that the third word in it right here is devoted. And being devoted is key and critical to the rest of this verse and us getting it. So I want to make sure before we go on that we get devoted. Write it down, make a note, circle it in your Bible, because that is really, really important. That word actually means, when you translate it literally, to attach oneself to. So they've attached themselves to the things that we read in that verse. Or another way to translate it is this, is busily engaged, right? When we hear devoted, we need to hear mentally busily engaged with something. And I'm not sure about you, but that word busy, it just really connects with me. Because in most of my conversations pre-coronavirus, and honestly, in a lot post-coronavirus season, when I'll ask somebody how they're doing, you know what word they use more than anything else? Busy. How are you guys doing? Man, we're so busy with work right now. How are you guys doing? Man, we're busy with our kids' stuff right now. How are you guys doing? We're busy with this or we're busy with that. And the response from so many of us is that we live lives that are busy and full with a lot of things. And a question that I think all of us need to answer this morning is this, is what are you busy with? What is it that's commanding or maybe even demanding so much of your time, energy, effort, focus, and attention? Because answering that question at the end of the day helps us to understand what it is you and I are currently devoted to. A few months ago, for my family and for your family, things changed for us, right? The coronavirus came and a lot of things were different. My family before this was busy with a lot. We were busy with work. Both me and my wife were busy with school for all three of my kids. We were busy with baseball, with football, with basketball, with a social life, with other commitments. We were busy with a lot of things. But in this season right here, right now, so much of that has changed. So much of that has slowed down. And at the end of the day, so much of that has been postponed. And we and you are in a season now where we get to re-answer that question. Where for better or for worse, for so many of us, the slate has been wiped clean and we're getting to recreate the daily rhythm of our lives. We get to reevaluate how it is we're spending our time. And listen, I get it. I know even though we're at home, there is no shortage of options of how we're going to spend our time on a daily basis. I saw on Facebook the other day, someone posted that they had finished Netflix, right? That is how they chose to spend their time. Maybe it's not Netflix in your house. Maybe it's Disney Plus. Maybe you're watching the news 24/7. There's a lot of people that are reading books more than they ever have before. Some people are spending a ton of time in their daily life right now on Zoom. People that had never heard of Zoom 6 weeks ago are now Zoom experts, and they have their favorite little digital background that they put on behind their camera, all of that stuff. But listen, we're finding new ways to spend our time and new ways to entertain ourselves. And our kids are doing that too, by the way. And sometimes they're getting pretty creative. I walked upstairs in my house Tuesday morning of this week just in time to, I think, save one of my son's lives because they built this roller coaster on my stairs. They'll have a picture of it here. This is the top of my stairs, wooden staircase, and one of them was about to get on a little car and ride it right into the rails at the bottom of the staircase. And it reminded me, and hopefully this will remind you, that it's not just us, that our kids are having to recreate their rhythm of life as well. And some of the options that are available to us are healthy, and they're good, and they're life-giving. But honestly, some of the options out there for how you and I can begin to spend our time are flat out dangerous. Some of the options will help us to better live in sync with the heartbeat of God. Some of the options will help us to grow in our relationship with Christ. But some of the things available to each and every one of us every single day will harden our hearts to the heartbeat of God in our lives, right? This verse right here, Acts chapter 2, verse 42, it shows us what, as followers of Jesus, you and I should be devoted to, what we should be busily engaged with so that we'll grow spiritually in this season of life and in every other season of life that we're going to face. Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and they devoted themselves. They were engaged with the apostles' teaching. Our first very tangible point of application from God's word this morning is this, is be engaged with God's word. Be engaged when it comes to reading our Bibles. If we're going to be in sync with the heartbeat of God, if you are going to be in sync with the heartbeat of God, you have to spend time in God's word, because it's in God's word that we can see the heart of God. It's in God's word that we see his incredible plan of love to bring us into a relationship with him through his son, Jesus Christ. It's in God's word that we see peace and that we see hope and that we see a future. It's in God's word that we see how he's called us to walk in his love, and not just to walk in his love, but to walk in a way that's going to share his love with the world around us. Let me just tell you that it is impossible for you to connect with the heart of God apart from spending time daily in the word of God. We have to spend time reading our Bibles. Every study that I've ever read as a pastor about personal spiritual growth for people, when it comes to little kids, when it comes to teenagers, when it comes to moms and dads or adults of all ages, the number one factor for personal spiritual growth, for living in sync with the heartbeat of God, for being healthy spiritually, is spending time daily reading our Bibles. And we see that right here in this verse, right? The early church modeled what you and I should still be doing today. Engage daily with your Bible. If that's already your rhythm, let me encourage you, say, way to go, great job, keep going. And if it is your rhythm, let me encourage you to do one more thing. Help somebody else make it their rhythm as well. Reach out to them, ask them to join you, to jump on board and spend time in God's word with you. Invite others in the journey. And if time in God's word right now is not a part of your daily rhythm of life, let me encourage you to use this season that we have right here, right now, to make that a part of the rhythm of your life. Right now is the time. Set aside time, make a plan, ask someone to encourage you. Maybe the people that you're watching with right here, right now, this morning, the people in your home, look around the room together and say, hey, this is going to be a part of our daily rhythm in our home, and begin to read God's word together. Every single morning, an email goes out from CFBC to over 2,000 people and families with a daily Bible reading plan to help create that rhythm in each and every one of our lives. I'd say this, if you don't have a plan right now for reading God's word, man, start there. Go to our website and click on the devotionals tab and begin to read God's word on a daily basis, and you're going to discover the hope of God, the heart of God, and the peace of God that comes through daily time in the word of God. And moms and dads, if you're homeschooling right now, listen, we are right there with you, and we're praying for you. We understand what's going on. And let me just make another encouragement here. Make daily time in God's word a part of your daily school curriculum, and let's help our kids and our teenagers know from an early age how important it is and how life-giving it is for us to spend time reading the word of God on a daily and regular basis, right? Be engaged in God's word. The verse continues. It says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, that's the word of God, and to the fellowship. We see they're devoted to, they're attached to, they're busy with the fellowship. So our point of application from God's word related to that is this: be engaged with one another. And the verses that follow in this chapter of the book and throughout the book of Acts, we see that followers of Jesus are encouraged to walk closely through life with other followers of Jesus. In our Bible, we see that fellow believers, that Christians meet each other's needs, they encourage one another, they push each other closest to Jesus, and they're there for one another in the good times and in the bad times. And guess what? A time of social distancing does not change our need for connection with other believers. I think the opposite is actually true. I think that right now, you and I are more aware now than ever that God has created us and designed us for relationships, right? We miss our people. We miss being together physically in person. We've all had moments in the last several weeks where we just couldn't take it anymore and we've reached out to someone else with a text message or a phone call or a FaceTime or Zoom. Some people are actually just can't stand it and they physically have had to get in each other's presence. They're meeting in parking lots and they're setting up chairs of circles around in a parking lot, right? Socially distancing, of course, is being observed, but they just had to get in front of people that love them, that care about them, that know what they're going through face to face so they could experience that connection. Why? Because you and I are wired, designed by our Creator to be with other people. And God's Word shows us right here in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, that we've got to be engaged to one another as a church family, that there should be a deep and meaningful connection, more than just talking about the weather, more than just talking about the Astros, did they do it, did they not do it, more of just talking about school or other things, right? We're supposed to connect around God's Word. And here's what happens when we connect, right? We love one another. We meet one another's needs. We encourage one another. We help one another through the good times and the bad times of life. So be intentional. Make the effort and engage people, right? That is a core bedrock of the church that we see in Scripture. That's a core bedrock of the Champion Forest family as well, because it's what we see in Scripture. And we do our best to accomplish that through something called life groups. And here's the deal. Even though we're not meeting in person on campus in our life group classrooms right now, our life groups have not stopped meeting. Most of them are still going on a weekly basis. And guess what? Most of them have actually grown since we've had to move off campus because we're all so aware now of how much we need one another, right? So if you're not in a group, if you're not connected to other people in the church family, let me encourage you today to join a life group. When you go to the website, you click on that, and there's a list. You can find one that fits you and that's right for you. And if you're thinking he's talking to someone else that's not in a group, let me just be very clear. I'm talking to you if you're not in a group. Every single one of us need to personally be engaged with other people in the church. That's the model that we see right here in God's Word. And as we continue to read the verse, we see something else, that when we are connected, there's something that we share together, and that's the breaking of bread. It's right here in the text. And that means a couple of things. That means the Lord's Supper. We'll continue to do that as a church family, that time of worship together where we celebrate and remember what Jesus has done for us and anticipate his return. And it also means sharing meals with one another. And while it might not be wise to go to each other's homes right now to share a meal with one another, the important thing is that we do stay connected. It's what God's Word shows us, right? You and I need one another if we're going to live in sync with the heartbeat of God. And finally, as we continue to read the verse, we see that the model for believers, for me and for you, that we have in Scripture is this. It's to be devoted to prayer. We've got God's Word, we've got one another, but we're called to also be devoted to prayer. And remember that definition of devoted, right? It means busily engaged with. So these early believers in the first church that we see in the book of Acts, they are busily engaged in prayer. And so our last and final application from God's Word this morning is this. It's very simple. Engage in a lifestyle of prayer. Last week, Pastor Trammell reminded us how critically important it is for us to spend time communicating to God. And a question that he asked that's been rolling around in my head all week long, and maybe in your head as well, is this. Is what are you doing with the access that you have been granted? What are you doing with the access that you've been granted? And that question right there can be applied to so many things. It can be applied to our Bibles, right? What are you doing with the access that you've been granted to God through his Word? In the year 2020, we live in a time where as believers, we have more access to the Word of God than at any point in the history of the world. What are you doing with the access that you've been given? Are you reading God's Word? Are you learning about the heart of God and connecting with the heart of God through his Word, right? What are you doing with the access that you've been granted to our church family, right? We live in a time and place where now we can't meet together physically, but we can still be connected through the power of technology. It's an absolutely incredible thing. What are you doing with the access to other believers that God has given us? And of course, the same is true of prayer. What are you doing with the access that you've been given? Because the creator of the universe, the creator of all things, of you and of me, has invited us into a conversation. A conversation that will ensure our lives will be in sync with the heartbeat of God. So listen, we have to spend time talking to Him. My 3-year-old son is a blast. He is so fun, and he loves and just happy all the time, except for one place. He doesn't really love being dropped off at his preschool on a regular basis. And so one of the things that I've tried to do to sort of help pep him up and get him excited about going is describe to him the importance of relationships and connecting with people there, thinking that if he had a good friend, he would be so pumped to go to school every morning when I dropped him off. And so eventually he came home and he told me about his new best buddy in school. And his best buddy's name was Lucas. And of course, as a dad that's excited about that, I wanted to know a little bit more about Lucas. And so I said, hey, buddy, tell me, what did you and Lucas do today? And, you know, he's like any young boy would be, and he didn't really have much to offer. So I said, did you play on the playground together? And he said, no, we didn't do that. And I said, well, did you eat lunch together in your classroom? And he said, no, Dad, we didn't really do that either. And I said, did you play with the cars? I mean, what did you do? Did you do anything with him today? And he said, no, Dad, we didn't really do anything today. And so I felt like something was up, and so I tried to drill down a little bit more and said, did you talk to him? Have you ever talked to him? And his response, well, it was really funny. I could sort of tell he was trying to process what the right answer was in that moment. Even as a 3-year-old, right, he's processing what he thinks I want to hear. And he finally admitted, no, I didn't really talk to him. And then he just tried to wrestle, and we just sort of let it go. But later I said, hey, buddy, you're not really going to have a relationship with him if you don't talk to him, right? And he began to understand that. And I think the same thing is true for us, right? How can we be in a relationship with someone that we never talk to? And I'm not sure that we can, right? Prayer matters. Prayer changes things. Prayer ensures that we stay in sync with the heartbeat of God. We have to spend time in prayer on a regular basis. So church, engage in prayer. Talk to God. Last week, we saw several different examples of how we could pray. They're going to put them on the screen right here. Just different things that we can do. If you need a model for prayer, take a picture of this screen, right? Write this down in your notes and let this be your model, the way that you pray. Go before God with adoration. Tell Him how amazing He is. Confess things that are in your life. Spend a time of thanksgiving, right? Then lift things up before the Father in prayer. There's another model I think that they're going to put on the screen as well. Listen, we just want to encourage you to pick a model, pick a flow, and to dive in to a relationship with God through prayer. And if I had to guess, I would guess that there's probably room for each and every one of us to grow in our prayer lives right now. Tim Keller, a great pastor, great author, great speaker, was being interviewed recently by a group of people, and he was just answering random questions. And one that really jumped out to me was this. Somebody asked Dr. Keller, hey, if you could go back and tell your 21-year-old self one thing, what would you go back in time and tell yourself? And his answer was interesting. His answer wasn't to buy stock in Apple or Amazon. His answer had nothing to do with material gain at all. He said, hey, listen, as an older man, if I could go back and tell myself something as a younger man, it would be one thing, and that's this, that prayer is way more important than you think it is. Did you hear that? Someone that has lived a life of walking with Jesus, someone that has lived a life writing books about how to walk with Jesus, would go back in time and say, hey, listen, prayer is way more important than you think it is. And my hope, my prayer for our church family is this, is that we would understand that now, and that moving forward, we would live lives that are full of prayer. So set aside time to pray and let that be a part of your daily rhythm of life. Right? And as we wrap up, let me just ask this question in closing. Very simple. We look at God's word and we begin to evaluate our lives and what's currently going on. The question is this, is what are you devoted to? Or maybe a more clarifying question is this, is what are you busy with? What is it that takes up your time and takes up your life? And my prayer is that you and I would be busy with what we see right here, that we would engage with God's word on a regular basis, that we would engage with one another as a church family, and that we would have live lives that are full of prayer. And if you still got your Bible open, if you look down past Acts chapter 2, verse 42, at all of the verses that follow, we'll see that when the early church did that, in a very uncertain season of life, an uncertain time in the history of the world, when they devoted themselves to the right things, when they focused on what mattered, listen, God moved in the hearts of that church. But God didn't just move in the hearts of the church, God moved in the world. And what God did was God took a very uncertain season in the history of the world and transformed that season into an amazing season of spiritual growth. And there was an explosion of people in the world trusting in Jesus and becoming a part of the church. And we'll know that as we continue to read through God's word, we see that the church continued to face uncertain seasons. And as it stayed devoted to what we see here, we see that the church continued to grow and stayed in sync with the heartbeat of God. And that's my prayer for us, is that when the world gets back to some form of normal and we're free to go out and do the things that we want to do and be the places that we want to be, that us as a church family, that we would reemerge with a new rhythm, that we would be busy about the things of God, and as we are, that God would move through us in a powerful way in the world around us. See it right here in God's word, that you and I are to engage our Bibles, that we're to engage one another relationally as brothers and sisters in Christ, and that we're called to live lives of prayer. So let's be about what we see right here in God's word. In response to what we read, I just want to ask you to pray two things as a family in your home together, as an individual, however you're watching this morning. I want to ask you to pray two things as we seek to respond to what God's shown us this morning. And the first is this, is just a simple prayer asking God to help you live out what we've seen together this morning, to help you to be busy with and be engaged in time in the Word, time with other believers, and time in prayer. Let Him make that your new rhythm of life as we live in sync with the heartbeat of God. And then I want to ask you to pray one other thing. I want to ask you to pray that God would work in you and through you to help other people make that their rhythm as well. See, some of us have been listening this morning and following along in God's word and say, hey, you know what? That is my daily rhythm. Man, I'm blessed. God has worked in my heart. He's worked in my life. And that is the pattern of my life. And if that's you, I want to encourage you and say, way to go. And I know that God's working in your life in a powerful way, but I want to encourage you to go one step further. If you think about 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, where it says that we should be bringing other people along with us. So if what you've seen this morning is already your rhythm of life, if you're living in sync with the heartbeat of God, do what God's word says and bring someone else along with you so it becomes their rhythm as well. Can we pray together? Father, we love you. We trust you. We thank you for your word. And God, we thank you that in your word, you make it very clear how we can be spiritually healthy, how we can live in sync with your heartbeat, God, how we can grow in our love relationship with you. And God, I pray that would be true for me and for my family and for our entire church family, God, that we would do what you've called us to do, that we would be busy about the things that matter and the things that are going to impact eternity, Father. God, draw us closer to you through time in your word. God, draw us closer to you through our relationships with one another. And God, draw us closer to you through meaningful and lasting times of prayer. God, we're so grateful for your incredible love for us. And God, we just ask in this season that you would continue to have your hand on us. Give us your hope. Give us your peace. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
We hope you were encouraged and challenged by what you heard today. If you'd like more information about Champion Forest Baptist Church, our service times, or how you can get connected, visit us at championforest.org. Thanks so much. Have a great day, and God bless.